Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Change is in the wind at FCA headquarters in Auburn Hills. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. Daniel, earlier this week, Great Wall Motors of China said, hey, we're interested in buying Fiat Chrysler. What's going on here and how is this feeler received by FCA?
Well, I think they're going to listen to anything, frankly, at this stage of the game. I think the Chinese are most interested in Jeep and the Jeep brand, and who wouldn't be? I mean, of all the brands that FCA has worldwide, the most valuable brand with brand power and also volume and profitability is Jeep. And the Chinese have shown an interest in trying to buy their way into the established global auto industry. They're not in a position like, say, the Japanese, who can leverage a Toyota brand made in Japan or a Honda brand made in Japan and export it. Exporting a Chinese brand to the United States or to Western Europe is potentially very fraught because it doesn't have the kind of brand credibility that, say, Toyota and Honda do in Japan. So they're looking for ways to buy it and buy credibility. We've seen Geely, a Chinese manufacturer, buy Volvo from Ford in 2010, and that has turned out to be a very good deal for Volvo. For its volume, for its profitability, for its product development. They've clearly relied on Western auto people, including Swedish CEOs and Swedish executives, to run the show for the Chinese owners. So I think that's one model I think that people are looking at. But I also think that FCA on CEO Sergio Marchionne is looking at other ways to unlock value.
Because your headline in your column, FCA's on sales block again, fifth time a charm, ? That leads one to think that, you know, when you think of the merry-go-round of owners that Chrysler employees have gone through in Auburn Hills.
You've never seen anything like it. In the last 20 years, it's changed hands, what, three times? And it's come close, or at least it's been rumored, a fourth time with General Motors, first General Motors, and then Volkswagen, as Sergio Marchionne tried to cut a deal with each of those companies, and neither one of them were interested. And now we've got a fifth time where the Chinese are certainly looking at it. And I think Marchionne himself is looking at ways to extract value and potentially extricate the Agnelli family, which has been in the auto business for about 120 years, from the volume car business. I mean, if they had their way, they would probably still control Ferrari, maybe Maserati, the high-end Italian brands, maybe Alfa Romeo. But beyond that, I think they'd be happy just to see Fiat go away from their portfolio, as well as the Jeep brands, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram.
Beloved here in America. Well, you call this a perennial Chrysler problem. Break this down for us, comparing FCA's position with GM and Ford. Why is FCA not in a position to play at their level in Auto 2.0? And by the way, what is Auto 2.0?
Auto 2.0 really is it's something that's been, it's a moniker that's being pushed by Wall Street. And I actually think it's pretty accurate and apt for this. Think of Auto 1.0 from Henry Ford and the creation of the moving assembly line right around the beginning of World War I. To today, or a couple of years ago, basically, coming through the bailouts. The bailouts were a restructuring and a recapitalization of the traditional auto business that made cars and trucks, that employed people on the factory floor and in engineering and other things like that. 2.0 is what we also think of as mobility, electrification, and autonomy, self-driving cars. It's a whole nother phase of development in transportation that uses a lot of really advanced technology to deliver people and goods between points and other points.
And FCA, you say, is not in a position to play at GM and Ford's level in this world?
Right. And the answer to your question is, what are the perennial problems? One of the perennial problems that led initially to Chrysler agreeing to the stupidly named merger of equals with Daimler-Benz in 1997 was that they didn't have scale. They didn't have enough geographic scale, and so they were very tightly concentrated in North America. They really were nowhere in Europe. They had very little going on in Asia. They needed scale. You need scale to get economies in manufacturing and engineering, but now you need it in terms of technological development. And they don't really have that. And you've seen they've kind of been on the sidelines. They've done some interesting things. They've got a contract with Google to produce Pacifica minivans for their autonomous driving program. They just recently cut a deal with BMW and Intel to develop an autonomous driving system. But they clearly have telegraphed that they are not in the business of developing their own systems. General Motors and Ford and Toyota and Volkswagen, kind of the big four or five, Renault, Nissan, they're going and doing their own thing, working with partners where they think it's necessary, acquiring high-tech shops and startups where they think it will help them in developing their own systems. But they clearly have got the scale and the intent to try and do as much of this on their own as they can. And I think what Mark Ioanni is saying is, he's finally recognizing publicly that this is for real and they've got to figure out a way to get into it, but ultimately they can't do it all on their own. So what Chrysler's perennial problem is a lack of scale and arguably maybe not the right brands. I mean, what's also interesting here is Chrysler is disappearing right before our eyes. Essentially, Chrysler is two vehicles. It's the Pacifica minivan, which is considered one of the best minivans in the business, to the extent minivans are popular with buyers, and the Chrysler 300 sedan. They've eliminated the 200. What else is there? It is disappearing. It's getting close to 1% of the U.S. market, which is nothing. Same thing with Dodge. They've cut out some of their car product. So where they really are putting a lot of their eggs, so to speak, is in Jeep and Ram pickups. And those are the two brands that are generating almost all of the profitability for the company.
And they're the ones that could be spun off. Is that
and that gets to the next question, if I may. And that is, people talk about excising Jeep. Well, if you excise Jeep from the group and leave behind Ram, Dodge, and Chrysler, what buyer is going to go buy that company or be interested in partnering with that company, let alone buying it, if the most valuable asset globally with the most valuable global brand is owned by somebody else? So I think one of the things that we understand that Chrysler or FCA executives are looking at is possibly spinning off Maserati and Alfa Romeo, either in a partnership or actually spinning them off in toto to someone else, and then maintaining the remaining North America brands and either A, trying to operate them, or B, probably package them up for a sale that ultimately would get the Agnelli clan to exit the volume car business.
And as you say in your column today, choosing to do nothing is not an option.
That's exactly right.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.